Bar has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Radio Zero. It is Friday. That was the barn burner. That was Bob. We are all stoked. Congratulations to
Dave.
Dave Quaff.
And boys, let me tell you, this was the trivia question. Was who is like the maniac lead instrumentalist slash vocalist of the Brian Jonestown Massacre? And the first set, no one called in. I think everyone was just scared because the question was too easy.
Too easy, yeah.
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 Or else they're just really ticked off at how Brian Jonestown Massacre. Yeah. Maybe 25% of the time is going to give you a show.
Yeah. Who is the most second guessable member?
Yeah.
Of the Brian Jonestown
Massacre. Yeah, exactly. And then the only other guy I can think of is the dude that wears the bug glasses, Joel. I think just like dancing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's not in the band anymore.
Tambourine dude. Yeah.
No longer in the band. But I liked him the best. He's a cool guy.
He is a cool guy. Yeah. Follow-up question to the Radio Zero boys.
Sub-question.
Who's your favorite, like, dancing hype man member of a band besides, like, Joel? If you had a band, you know, and, like, there's a couple you can choose from, you know. like obviously, Flav.
Flavor Flav.
Best hype man, he really doesn't do anything except
one hype guy of all time.
More of a hype guy.
Yeah, Flavor Flav is the number one, but I mean, that would be like saying, like, oh, like, what's your favorite, you know, kind of milkshake?
Exactly.
Yeah, chocolate.
You know, like, of course it's going to be chocolate.
Yeah.
I have to give it, I'll give it up to that dude who just dances for the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, too, because, I mean, he's made a freaking career out of it. It's been, like, 15 years of just him, like,
I don't know who that guy is.
Oh, he's just as big.
Just skawing around?
Yeah, just skawing around. Oh,
we got an answer here.
We have another.
The guy from 808 State, I don't know if you remember that, they had a dance guy.
They had a dance guy?
He was really more funny than anything else.
Really?
He had fans, meaning fans. like waving fans.
Like,
cool me down.
Cool me down, I'm holding like a Japanese fan.
Wow.
It was very.
All right,
weird.
So the dude from 808 State, there's another candidate.
Oh, yeah, the Rocker from the Crypt.
Rocker from the Crypt.
Yep.
I was going to say Waka Flocka Flame. He hangs with Gucci, but he's a rapper in his own right, so we can't really count him.
I just like to say Waka Flocka Flame.
Well, who doesn't like to say Waka Flocka Flame? That's 90% of why he's so popular, I have a feeling. All right, so what's going on tonight? We got the Astoria Party, Rad Times, tonight at the Astoria, obviously. It's going to be a special edition, Radio Zero Showcase edition or some kind of thing. I don't know. We're going to do a barbecue in the parking lot at the same time as Doors. And me and Tyler are going to be out there. We're going to grill up a bunch of jerk chicken and all kinds of other stuff. So come on out. It's $1 for every item on the barbecue. And there's also going to be dancing and drinking if you're into that kind of thing, which I am. So, yeah, that'll be at the Astoria starting at 10 p.m. tonight. What else is going on tonight? Anything else, Tyler? Can you think of anything else?
There's a show at Goody right next door to the Astoria.
Oh, yeah, next door to the Astoria. There's a show at Goody tonight. That's right. There's some. Who's coming in?
Braids, Teen Days from Abbotsford, which we're going to hear from in a bit.
Braids from Montreal, Teen Days from Abbotsford.
We're going to play some of that guy's stuff in a bit.
Okay.
That chill, glow-fi, whatever you
call it. Cool, we'll hear some of that. Okay. what else do we have?
So that's happening at Goody.
Yeah, that's at Goody tonight.
That's going to rule.
Yeah, that'll be a fun show.
What else is happening around town? We'll have to check our schedule.
We'll check the schedule and we'll update everybody.
Yeah.
We'll let you all know.
Keep everyone apprised.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll do a couple of segments. Mike's not with us today because congratulations to the man. He got himself a job. So we'll try and check in with him later or something. Maybe we'll have some sort of a contest. We'll find out what he's doing or if his job is crappy or, like, what kind of clothes he has to wear to work or something. But he sent us in a nice mix.
He's still producing content for the show.
He's producing content for the show. He's just, he's here in spirit.
He's out doing a field production today.
Field production. Yes. Okay, he's out doing field production today.
He's going to remote broadcast.
Very good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So we're here in the Mike Barrow remote broadcast coming worldwide from Vancouver, British Columbia. This is Radio Zero. Go check out the Radio Zero website. It's radiozero.ca. You can listen to us streaming at citr.ca. Probably this is how you're hearing us, unless you're a traditional radio type. And if you're in the Western Canada region, call us up, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can ask us some questions or...
You can also Twitter us.
Oh, yeah, you can Twitter us, right. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. We're going to be live updating the track list so you know what you're hearing.
Twitter, so, any questions you like.
Any questions. Oh, yeah, Twitter us whatever you want if you like that. And yeah, there we go. There we go. Okay, so let's start it off with, this is Barrow's...
we got a brand new one from Chemical Brothers.
A brand new one from, no, we're not supposed to tell him what it is.
It's on.
It's totally unreleased. Okay, anyway, this is new from Chemical Brothers, and here we are on Radio Zero.
Thank you.
Hello. Hey. All right, we're back. Why is it that I always try to clear my throat the minute I get on the air?
That's when you do it.
Yeah, instead of like, oh, I'm going to get on the air soon. I should probably clear my throat. Nah, I'll just wait until I put a microphone like 1 centimeter from my nose. Let's do that. All right. That made me cough. All right. So that was the remote broadcast from our good friend Mike Barrow. And we will be hearing from him maybe later in the show. Maybe not. I mean, if it's the first day of work, we're not going to bug him. But let's anyway. Go over what Mike Barrow's playlist was there. On his behalf, the last song was a new one from Mr. Flash, Domino Part B. That's coming out on Ed Banger Records right away, a new EP from Mr. Flash. Before that was Midnight Juggernauts, Lara versus the Savage Pack, and that's off of their brand new record, just came out of Modular. Before that was Who Made Who, Johnny Lucky, and Who Made Who are coming to Vancouver, finally, on Thursday, July 1st, Canada Day, for the Radio Zero 6-year anniversary party.
That's right.
And Canada Day Showdown.
Yeah, look out.
You may remember them from covering things like Benny Benassi's Satisfaction. They did the rock disco punk version of it, and as well, they covered Mr. Oizo's Flatbeat. Which both appeared on the same 12-inch called Two Covers for Your Party, and that were played at just about every single party ever for about 2 years.
Yeah, that was played.
It was awesome.
It was my favorite 12-inch for sure for a good long while.
Before Who Made Who, a new one from Monarchy, Love Get Out of My Way, and that was the Holy Ghost dub. You can get the Holy Ghost remix off of the Radio Zero website, radiozero.ca. And we began the show off with something by the Chemical Brothers.
Yeah. All right.
So,
man, you know what? You know where I found that 12-inch? I found that that Two Covers for Your Party 12-inch at Blackbird Records in Edmonton.
Yeah.
Which is surprisingly one of the most shredding record shops for dance music. I walked in and I was like, "What is this? You have the entire Gamma collection? Like, who listens to this in Edmonton?"
Yeah.
I don't know. I was there to go see Blonde Redhead because they were playing. That was really funny, actually. That was in 2006 or 5 or 7 or something.
Probably 6.
6 makes sense. Anyway, they were playing. Blonde Redhead was doing like a world tour, and they had North American tour dates in New York, L.A., San Francisco, Edmonton?
Right.
And that was it?
That's pretty weird.
Edmonton? 2 dates in Edmonton. And I was like, I couldn't believe my good luck. I was like, well, I'm definitely going to go check these people out.
Yeah.
But I ended up finding out that it's because they are they're pretty tight with the people that run Blackbird Records. And so it was a nice surprise. So anyway, if you're ever in Edmonton, go to Blackbird and check out their supply, because they really know how to pick them.
Blackbird's amazing.
Yeah, it's a shockingly good record shop.
When I used to live there, it was next to this cafe called the Sugar Bowl, I think it was called, and Sugar Bowl had single smokes.
Ooh, Lucy's.
For customers.
What is a Lucy?
It's a single smoke.
That's right.
Yeah, just in a bowl at the till, so you could get a coffee and you could get a smoke with the coffee for free on
Whoa,
the side.
Free?
Yeah, free smokes.
Free Lucy's.
So when I was underage living, I was about, you know, when I left Edmonton, I think I was 13, so I would have been, this would have been around the time I was 13, because I was shopping at, I think Blackbird had just opened.
Uh-huh.
And I used to go in there and get a coffee and grab a fistful of smokes.
Sweet.
Nope.
It was like a mint bowl.
Yeah, but just.
But it was a smokes bowl.
Yeah, it was a clear glass mint bowl, yeah, kind
of
thing.
It's the exact opposite of a mint bowl.
Full of wonderful cigarettes.
Wonderful, smoky, tobacco-y, nice treats.
The perfect accompaniment for my coffee.
I love it.
The coffee became, I might have become addicted to coffee because of my prior addiction to cigarettes.
All right. So
who came first? Can,
yeah, ooh, it's a classic chicken and egg situation here.
The camel or the bean?
What? Okay.
Camel smoke?
Yeah, no, I know. I got the reference. Right, it's okay. Right. I didn't think you were actually talking about an animal.
You can't plant camels,
yeah,
man.
Hey, yeah, I was born on a Thursday, just not last Thursday.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Let's get back to tunes here. Let's play something.
Now, let's keep talking. Let's do the Radio Zero just straight talking hour.
We can have more talking.
No, no. Let's. I don't have much time.
Oh, no. Now Cameron
can hear us now.
Has the there's an application for your iPhone called Radio Time, I believe.
There you go.
And you can listen to CITR on Radio Time on your iPhone.
Ooh, that sounded pretty good.
Radio Time.
Yeah, you sound better than I do. If you work at like a sort of in an office that has like 10 or 15 different firewalls that don't allow you to listen to internet radio, you can download
Radio Time.
Yeah. And then you can listen to Radio Zero as it streams instead of exactly 1 week later.
But in the time slot.
Yeah, in the same time slot, but 1 week after the fact.
I do enjoy that Cam Reed would go to the effort of listening to last week's show in the time slot, just so he's at the same. He's participating.
Absolutely.
Just like. Time is no longer linear for Cam Reed.
You know what? I read this article the other day, yesterday actually, about what happens, the idea of time resetting itself after you die. Because consciousness, of course, being the only thing that binds time and space together.
Mm-hmm.
So once you die, the timeline of your life, it's like a reset button, and then time goes back to zero. So then it has to be experienced by somebody else's consciousness or something. I'm not sure.
Sorry for them.
If anybody has some insights into this subject, call me up because I'd like to chat a little bit about it. I'm not sure I got my head around it all the way. In fact, and when I say I'm not sure, what I mean is I am sure that I don't have my head around it all the way.
You're confident. You have no idea.
I haven't got a damn clue. But in other news, in other Cam Reed-related news, I found out yesterday, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this, but I'm going to do it anyway. I think Cam, Babe Rainbow, has been invited to play PS1 in New York, the MoMA's PS1 gallery.
I think so.
In July, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty sweet.
That is incredible.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. So anyway,
and the new Babe Rainbow video is out and is really, really cool.
What, that the one with the voiceover on it?
There's a brand new one.
Oh, okay.
With
there's also that one with the voiceover.
The guy that gets chased by all the advertisements into the woods.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
What's the other thing? Oh, and also if you're ever in New York City and you go to PS1, the MoMA PS1 gallery, which is at Public School 1, that's what PS1 stands for. It's in Long Island, I guess. Barely. You should go and check out a permanent installation that's there by James Turrell. And it is called, I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, go and check it out. It's really fantastic. I'll look it up and then I'll try and find out. I'll tell you at the next break. Do you have anything else interesting that you want to add to what we're talking about here? We're kind of floundering.
Making jerk chicken tonight, man, on the sidewalk in front of the Astoria. It's going to be $1 a piece. It's
a proper barbecue.
Yeah. We came to the conclusion that we were making, although it was kind of awesome to make ghetto burgers and sausages and whatnot.
Well, it's not really barbecue, is it?
For $1. It's just cooked food.
Well, it's sort of like, yeah, it's like, oh, like, come over to my house. I'm making sandwiches.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? What kind of sandwiches are you making? Oh, I'm making white bread sandwiches with one piece of ham.
Yeah.
Ham. Yellow mustard.
We were making decent burgers and whatnot, but butter. However, if we're going to have a barbecue, we decided that we should actually do barbecue.
Yeah.
So we're making jerk chicken this time.
Yeah.
Because we can do that. And it's going to be $1 a piece.
It'll be super. Man, we should get a couple of cases of Ting and sell grapefruit Ting.
Oh.
Yeah, it's delicious.
We have to find that. Let's do that.
We'll figure something out. If anybody knows where
it'll
we
be just
get,
like you're on Eglinton in Toronto. We'll be selling dance hall DVDs.
Not me. I'm keeping them all.
You're keeping your... Okay, we'll be hoarding dance hall DVDs.
If anybody out there knows where we can find some, Ting in bulk in Vancouver somewhere, we need to get a couple of cases of this. Call us up, and we'll give you guest list and some free barbecue.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you get a couple bottles of Ting and some jerk chicken
and guest list to the Astoria tonight.
Yeah.
All right, sweet.
All right.
Man, Rico probably knows how to get that stuff. Yeah. Rico, if you're listening, tweet at us or something.
Tweet at us the Ting.
Tweet us where location. We can find some Ting.
Or if anybody at the Reef is listening, I know you guys carry that product there.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to tunes. New song from Thieves Like Us called Shyness from their LP.
Sweet.
latest LP again and again.
All right.
On Radio Zero. I did something funny there, and I pressed the wrong button and made it illogical loop. Anyways, that was Abbotsford's own Teen Days, who's been featured.
Who's going to be playing tonight?
Who's playing tonight at Goody with the No More Strangers party, and who has well, that's much better. Been featured on Pitchfork quite frequently recently. So yeah, check him out. Just look up Teen Days over on Pitchfork, and you can find a bunch of his stuff. He just recently did for two versions. Maybe it's a remix, maybe it's a cover of a washed out song. It says cover in one post, and then the actual track says remix in the ID3 tag. So Teen Days, if you're listening, call us up. Let us know what's the story.
Yeah, man, come on.
Come clean already. This is
Let's get back to it. What do you got?
Minder.
Okay.
I Go Away.
Okay.
On Radio Zero.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Okay.
That's right, it will.
That's right. Fine Church Narwhal's coming up in about 35 minutes, depending on... You know what? He's not here yet sometimes, so this might be a good sign. When he's here early, he's...
When he's here early, he's always here late.
When he's here early, he gets his show started late, so...
When he's here, like, with 1 minute to go, he's always perfectly on time.
Right on time.
Yeah. All right.
Last track we just heard there was called Come With Me, and that was by CEO, which is Eric Berglund of Tough Alliance.
Basically... In and amongst the coolest people in the world alive today.
Yeah, Eric Berglund's pretty sweet.
He is a cool guy.
CEO is going to have an album out at the end of the month on Modular. And I believe Sincerely Yours will have the European version, perhaps. The original, yep. Like, European, and then Modular will do the Australia, New Zealand, and most likely North American release of the CEO record.
Mm-hmm.
Before that was... Memory Tapes Bicycle, which is a sort of classic Radio Zero tune, but the Tan Lines did a remix of it, and that's you can get
sweet.
That, you can get that track up on the Weird Tapes blog, weirdtapes.blogspot.com. I believe that's
which
where,
is the Memory Tapes,
which is Memory blog. Tapes, Weird Tapes, all the what else are they called?
Oh, it's all the same dude.
They had he's got a bunch of different names, but yeah. Yeah, same guy.
Memory Cassette,
Memory Cassette. Memory Tapes, Weird Tapes.
Weird Tapes.
There was another...
Tapes, Tapes.
Something else.
Cassette, Cassette. Weird, Weird.
Tape, Cassette.
Cassette, Face.
Cassette, Face, Weird. I had Cassette Neck one time.
Cassette Neck?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
I got, I was... Did they tell you I was jogging?
Somebody called you Cassette Neck?
No. Okay, oh. Check this out. So I was...
That would have been so sweet.
I was jogging.
All right.
With my friend, my roommate's Norman's girlfriend, Jess, and we were jogging out on Point Grey Road there, whatever it's called.
Yeah, sure.
And I've got a thing with, I guess what we called them when I was a kid, eggmobiles. When you know, there's the car that looks like it's usually like a Pinto or a Gremlin, and someone they throw eggs at people or rocks or you know, you get thrown stuff. People throw stuff out of cars, and it's an eggmobile.
And you've had an ongoing problem with people throwing things out of cars at you?
Apparently.
Okay.
Enough that I've formed an identity
formed
of this vehicle.
A name for
and
it.
A name yeah. for it, an eggmobile.
And it's somehow always Pintos or Gremlins.
Yeah, it's a hatch. It's an American hatchback
okay.
with a large rear window.
AMC Eagle.
So I'm jogging along.
With a large rear window.
Jogging along east or West Point Grey.
Having a nice
there.
Jog. All right.
I mean,
get to the juice, Svedchuk. Let's do this.
All of a sudden, thwack, like something smacks me in the neck. And these, you know, guys obviously in the car laughing it up and having a great time. It was a cassette tape, and it was Duran Duran's Rio.
What?
Cassette. I had a big rectangle on my neck for like 2 days from getting hit in the neck by Rio.
With a Rio cassette?
Yeah, I think I was pumped. I started laughing super hard. I was like, no way, someone smoked me with Rio.
Wow.
Yeah, that was awesome. I thought that was pretty sweet. So I took the cassette home and played it. before Memory Tapes, Bicycle, we heard Binder, a new solo project of this girl out of Brooklyn. Track was I Go Away, and I think you can find that off of Pitchfork. It's up in the Best New Music section.
And
before that was Teen Days, again, with Gone for the Summer Part 2, and Teen Days from Abbotsford, who is playing tonight at Goody, which is right next door to our barbecue. You should come down to our barbecue, you should go to the Rad Times, go to Goody, it's going all night.
It's all in the same place.
That one block at Hastings and Hawks finally is taken off.
Also, you can come down and meet the man behind the cassette neck story.
Oh, yeah, I'll be
barbecue. This is insane to me.
I'll be barbecue and jerk chicken. Right,
so everybody out there in Radioland, I'm going to give you a little bit of an insight as to what my relationship with Tyler Fedchuk is based on, okay? We were always sort of friends, you know, like I'd see him around, we'd see each other around, and then we started doing some parties together because we were, you know, DJing some stuff and promoting some shows, and you know, and so eventually we were like, oh yeah, we should, let's get into doing some of this stuff together. So we used to do this show, this night, and this would be a year and a bit ago. And well, we actually met. We were starting the Ice Cream Social, which is this 50s and 60s party that we do. But we were doing this other night called Far Away, and we were this would be, I guess, like, almost getting close to 2 years ago. So anyway, it's a Saturday. Friday night was the party, so we all meet up on this Saturday, and we're all kind of, you know, like a little bit crusty. And we sit down and we're having pasta at this place where, as it turns out, Tyler used to be employed at this place, so he like had a real good inside track as to like what pasta you're supposed to get, which is made in house. Now we actually have our weekly meetings for Ice Cream Social there because the pasta kicks so much ass.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting down and we're just kind of like offhand. I might have brought this up on the air like a couple months ago. Anyway, no one's going to remember. But so we're sitting there and we started getting on the conversation of the topic of conversation was like old video games and how they relate to our understanding of pro sports. And I was like, oh yeah, well, my understanding of hockey, because lots of my friends, like, they know tons about hockey. They're like kind of armchair athletes. They like enter in fantasy hockey pools and blah, 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 blah. It's all very stupid in my opinion. But in any case, what I know about professional hockey is basically limited to NHL 99 for like Super Nintendo. And so as a result, I know, and what I was able to collect in terms of like playing cards when I was like really young. So I know, and I was saying to Tyler, the only people I really know are like the funny named hockey people. So like, you know, you got your, I don't know, you got your like Ulf Dahlin,
Yari Curry.
And if anybody's watched Wayne Gretzky's Above and Beyond documentary video as many times as I have, you'll know that Yari Curry is the finest pure shooter the NHL has ever seen. And the reason that he got so many goals was that the Gretz was such a great passer. He was a real playmaker, and him and Curry, they were just unstoppable. But also, I came to the point of the funniest name that I can think up in all of pro sports ever is Esa Tiikkanen, who used to be a player for the Edmonton Oilers when they were like a dynasty. And Tyler, out of nowhere, just looks up and goes, oh yeah, Esa Tiikkanen. He used to live next door to my dad. They used to hang out all the time. Once I really hurt myself trying to do an endo in front of them when they were drinking out of the Stanley Cup. I was like, can you start that again, please? I don't know you well enough to not already know this story. And he was like, Esa Tiikkanen used to live next door to my parents. They lived in this condo complex, and one day after they won the Stanley Cup, Esa Tiikkanen came peeling up to the driveway. He was driving a white Volkswagen Cabrio with the top taken off, the Stanley Cup sticking out the back seat. And they came out into the front yard. They're drinking out of the Stanley Cup. Tyler says to me, yeah, and I was kind of bummed because they weren't paying any attention to me, so I figured I'm going to do the best endo anyone's ever seen. And he came careening up towards all the grown men, does a giant endo, hits the brakes too hard, flies over the handlebars, does two headlong somersaults, and smashes into the garage door in front of Esa Tiikkanen and his dad celebrating a cup win. This is the first of the truly insane stories that Tyler tells me at a rate of, I don't know, two a day. I'm like drowning in insane stories. And there we go. A prime example of another reason why I like to hang out with Tyler Fedchuk. Oh, just one day I'm jogging and this guy out of an Eggmobile, which is his name for a car that throws things out of it. It has, and the defining features are American-made, large back window.
Yeah, hatchback.
American-made, large back window.
Yeah.
And he's hit in the neck with a Duran Duran Rio cassette. But the start of the story was just because, oh, yeah, cassette neck.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, suffer from that.
Oh my god, what a segue.
Let's get back into the tunes here.
Let's get back to the music because I can't handle this. What do you got? What do you got?
Cryptic, I don't know, elusive band from Portland, I believe, called Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Whoa, sweet name.
They've got zero information about them on the internet, and they're really hard to nail down, but this is Funny Friends, spelled F-F-U-N-N-Y-F-R-E-N-D-S, I believe, spelled weird.
Funny Friends.
Funny Friends, let's
by
do this.
By Cryptic Mortal Orchestra?
Well, no, it's Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Difficult to get information about.
Cool.
Anyhow, here you go.
All
right. On Radio Zero.
It's only a dream. It's only a dream. It's only a dream.
Power Corn.
every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Doop, doop, doop. Hello.
What up, dogs?
All right. So that was Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
That was a good,
from Portland.
That was a pretty good song. If anybody knows anything about these guys, or if you are in Unknown Mortal Orchestra and you're listening, call us up. Because we want to talk to you. You rule. So 604-822-2487, or you can get at us on twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio, or go to radiozero.ca and let us know what you do and who you are, because we want to meet you.
And also, yeah, check out radiozero.ca. There's a buttload of content up there these days.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff. There's lots and lots of stuff.
Lots of
Thanks very much to M.W. Barrow for
putting all that hard work into it.
For, yeah, really busting his ass. And making me look bad because I haven't posted a thing yet.
And thanks to Cody for helping out as well with the
absolutely
with the back end and the design.
Yeah, he's a monster coder. Okay, now what are we up to? I'm gonna go. We're gonna take a left turn here, and I'm gonna play some music that I got turned on to after I looked into this crew in San Francisco called Bursa Discos. And there's a couple of people in the crew, and they record under various different names, but the main couple of guys are Chief Boima, and he's still living in San Fran, and then this guy called Uproot Andy, who is in Brooklyn now. But they play kind of Latin-infused world music, but it's like bass-heavy kind of dance music, too. So anyway, we're going to listen to a little bit of, I guess, cumbia and some Latin style. I don't know. I'm not really very good at naming this kind of music. It's kind of exciting to listen to. Also, I can't promise that the mixing is going to be great because it's time signatures that I don't really understand. But we'll see what happens. Okay, so we're going to start with... Let me just make sure everything's cued here. We're going to start with a song by... we're going to start... Chief Ichango. And this is Chief Boima and this other person called Chango. But this is a track called Panty Wanty.
Panty Wanty.
Panty Wanty here on Radio Zero. Enjoy. Go. Play! Oh, off, you fucking stupid. Oops. It's time to play. It's time to play.
Yep, I'm on.
There we go.
Tú sabes que todo sin falta de respeto, pero todo el mundo tiene el tiempo cuando necesita un poquito de sexo. Por eso. Tengo una pregunta.
Mami, por favor, desde los panties. Mami, por favor, desde los panties. Mami, por favor, desde los panties. Panty wanties, panty wanties. Mami, por favor, desde los panties. Mami, por favor, desde los panties. Mami, por favor, desde los panties. Panty wanties, panty wanties. Mami, por favor, quítate los panties. Esos panty wanties que te visten fancy. Y hablé con tu amiga que se llama Nancy. Que te sientes sola, que te gusta candy. Yo tengo chocolate al medio oscuro. Por ti lo juro, soy un hombre puro. Que no vienes conmigo, te compro un churro. Un vodka jugo, un dulce duro. Como a ti te gusta, después la rumba. Vacilamos en la noche, el sol se suba. Caramelo, perdiendo tiempo. Dale mami, eso, eso. Ahora mi casa, jugar con hielo. Soñar de vuelos, lugares lejos. ¿A quieres que te compro los boletos? Sí, no problema, pero primero. Mami, por favor, quítate los panties. Mami, por favor, quítate los panties. Mami, por favor, quítate los panties. Panty wanties, panty wanties. Mami, por favor, quítate los panties. Mami, por favor, quítate los panties. Mami, por favor, quítate los panties. Panty wanties, panty wanties. Mami, por favor, quítate los panties. Esos panty wanties, no te pongas nada. Sin falta de respeto, tú sabes eso. Soy un hombre entero y apagué los dedos. Descubrí el cielo, estrellas por ti. Solo para ti, la lluvia que fresca. Por eso esta, he vuelto el mundo. Limpio las manos de las aguas sucias. Sonidos sucios y ritmos duros. Mi gente juntos son más profundos. Nivel real, hasta mañana. Especial en la madrugada. Con ese amor para cada año. En cada ancho de nuestra tierra, pa' mi jeva. Y si no te molesta, mami, por favor, quítate los panties. Mami, por favor, quítate los panties. Mami, por favor, quítate los panties.
serio, mami, mi oro plata me llama tanto la atención. Y puedo caminar el globo entero abajo, el mar y no me da miedo a planetas lejos.
toi chérie, la vie est belle. We'll be right back.
para mí.
Okay, thanks everyone. Right now we're listening to a song by Skiat, who is an African producer, artist, and I don't know, go check him out. S-K-E-A-T. And this is a song called Relala. Anyway, we'll see you tonight at the barbecue, and we'll see you next week. Nardwar is up next.
That's it for us. Yeah, stay tuned for Nardwar. Barbecuing at the Astoria at 10 p.m. Jerk chicken out front, $1 a piece. Then we're DJing inside, having a sweet time. Playing tunes like you heard all day.
See ya.
See ya.
Listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And it's time right now for the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. You just heard right there, The Bush with Feeling Sad and Lonely. Not to be confused with The Bush from Toronto, Ontario, featuring Dominic Triano, who later ended up in the Guess Who. An interesting thing about The Bush from Toronto, that's why the band Bush X from Britain had to be called Bush X in Canada, because Bush from Toronto, featuring Rest in Peace Dominic Triano, owned the copyright for Canada, but they didn't own it for the States. And there was The Bush from 1966 with Feeling Sad and Lonely. Today on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show, interviews with Daniel Johnston and, from London, England, Turbogeist. Right now, here's Cub doing a cover of Daniel Johnston, and then an interview with Daniel Johnston, and then Turbogeist from London, England.
You'll never know, dear, the tears that I cry. Don't want to wait, girl, till the day that I die. Do you really love me? Don't understand the things that you do. Promised you'd make me the king of the zoo. Tell me now, oh, do you really love me? In this world, it's hard to friend. How come if this really is love? Then let's get it on.